Today on The Family Show, I have come somewhere that you may or may not have been before. I have got to say, I've never been before. The drive here was stunning, really, really beautiful. I'm at the Himalayan Gardens and Sculpture Park, just northwest of Ripon. Beautiful place, a lot of you may have visited. But something a little bit different is happening soon. A variety of courses are available for people to come and give something they've never tried before a bit of a go. Would you each like to introduce yourselves and tell us the course that you're going to be running here?
I'm Sophie Roberts and I'm going to be running the modern calligraphy course.
Modern calligraphy, that's like really fancy writing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's using a nib and ink, so you get a bit more of a sort of fancy finish, I suppose. But it's modern calligraphy, so it's a take on your own handwriting.
Does it matter if we have really, really bad handwriting? Mine's terrible.
Not at all. We'll teach you how to make the worst handwriting look good.
Okay.
And yeah, it's very different to your normal everyday scribble.
So that's very much a course for indoors. We also have a course very much for outdoors.
Yeah. So I'm Phil Cormie. I'm the senior gardener here at the gardens. I'm going to be showing you how to create a winter and autumn interest garden.
Mine's definitely quite brown and dead at the moment. Does it not need to be like that?
No, you'd be ideal for the course. So we're going to try and show people how to get as much interest in their back gardens all year round. So a lot of people try and focus on the spring and the summertime, but we're going to be showing them how to get that autumn and winter interest in the garden as well, and the sort of jobs that we're going to be doing at that time of year as well.
Are there some kind of sneaky tricks? Like there are certain plants that work really well in the gardens?
You'll have to come on the course, won't you, to find out.
I like that. That's a very good tease. So how does it work then? Do people sort of sign up and do they have to complete coursework, or do they have to do a big task? Is it all in one day? How do they work?
It's all in one day, so you can turn up without anything. We're going to provide the inks and nibs and paper, so you get a full starter kit for everything you'll need for calligraphy, and then you can take it from there.
And what date is your course happening on?
Mine's going to be on the 30th of October, which is a Tuesday. It starts at 10 o'clock and runs through till 1:30 when we've got lunch in our tea room and Ooh. Have a walk around the gardens. Yeah.
And is lunch all included?
Yes, you get lunch and that'll include something from the tea room with a drink, and there's absolutely amazing cakes.
And what about the gardening? When can people come and do that one?
That's on the 9th of October, starting at 10 o'clock. And the idea is to give a little bit of presentation about the garden history, and then actually start doing the demonstration about what plants they use and how you can use them. Then we'll be stopping for lunch, and then in the afternoon we'll be having the guided tour around the garden.
So both courses then actually do involve very much, the Himalayan Gardens and the Sculpture Park, so people can see it as well as coming to learn something. So if they haven't actually been, it's a good way to crowbar more than one thing in.
Yeah, it's an amazing garden to see in the autumn time. The autumn colour is phenomenal on all of the trees. We've got a lot of deciduous shrubs, and so that's what we're really trying to push at this time of year, the fact that it's not just about the flowers, although there are things of interest in flower. It is more the autumn colour.
Those oranges and reds and, yeah. Oh, it makes me feel all ready for autumn, just thinking about it.
It's been such a good autumn for trying to develop that autumn colour. We've had really warm days and cold nights, which really start to get that bright red.
Also, the other thing I was going to say on the garden is that the sculptures are there all year round as well. So there's over 60 in the garden to go and see, and they look fantastic against all the different colours as well.
And especially at this time of year, because a lot of the sculptures you don't really see until this time of year, when a lot of the foliage is starting to die back a little bit, and so the sculptures really do take
centre stage.
If people want to book on to either of your two courses, the gardening or the calligraphy, or in fact there are another two courses as well, your ceramics and your felting, where do people book on?
You can go onto our website, or otherwise give us a call and you can book with us directly, 01765 658 009.
With me in the studio, I have Anna Whitehouse. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Beth.
We have actually met before.
We have.
We did a ceramics course a couple of years ago, which we can't believe was 2 years ago. So I'm a little bit familiar with your ceramics work, but tell the listeners what exactly it is and what's on offer with the course you're running in October.
Well, the course that I'm running at the Himalayan Gardens, we're going to be using porcelain. So porcelain, when it's high-fired, goes this beautiful translucent colour. And we were actually going to be wandering around the gardens collecting material, autumn leaves, seed pods, those sort of things, and then coming back into the studio and using those to press into the clay. Ooh. So they get to capture a little bit of the autumnal garden in their clay work that they'll be doing.
You are what I would define as definitely an expert in the field, and you are actually putting that expertise to really good use for one of the sculptures in the Himalayan Gardens. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I went with my friend, like beautiful day in May, and wandered round, and it was this sort of hidden gem of a place. Mm. And I think they've got over 60 sculptures just dotted around the garden. I just thought I'd love to make a piece.
So when do we think we'll be able to see your piece, or is that too far away?
I mean, we were talking about when they open for spring, which mm-hmm. I think is Good Friday. But yeah, at the moment it is just designed, so
2019.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, cool. But for now, before people can see that, they can of course come along and join in with your ceramics course at the Himalayan Gardens. Anna, do you know when the course is happening and what's involved?
So it's the 23rd of October. And it's a full day course. So the first, I think we've got about an hour where we just wander around the gardens so that you can collect things and we can go see what the autumnal setting is there. And then we'll be coming back to the studio and using that found material to press into the clay. And we're making tea light holders, decorations, hanging window pieces, and lunch is included. You can choose something from their lovely restaurant as well.
Very good.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
You can find out more details about all the courses that we've been talking about today by going to strayfm.com/family, where you'll find an email address and a phone number for the Himalayan Gardens and Sculpture Park. Thank you to Sophie, to Phil and to Anna for talking to us about their courses. And a heads up for when you're feeling a bit more festive, the 4th of December, they'll be bringing you a Christmas wreath making course, complete, of course, with lunch. If you'd like any more details on opening dates and times to visit the Himalayan Gardens, you can have a look online at himalayangarden.com.